Welcome to Beyond the Document, the podcast from Formpipe, where we discuss everything that is output, document, and customer communication management. And today I'm meeting with long-term Formpipe partner Tabella, and I'm delighted to be back in Copenhagen. It's crazy to think that we haven't been here for 4 years, but that's what COVID did, and it's great to be back in the Tabella office today. And we're here to focus on an area of business that impacts on just about all organizations, often from their own perspective and needs, but even more so now, an increasing level of regulation. So joining me to discuss how businesses can ensure security across their business critical documents are Stefan Meyer and Lennart Garbasch. Welcome to the podcast, both.
Thank you, Ben. Nice to have you in Copenhagen.
And thank you, Ben. Nice to be here.
Good, good. And Lennart is founder and CEO of Tabella and also a previous guest on the podcast. A lot of people may know you and what you do at the organization. So maybe you can just introduce yourself, but then Stefan, also explain what you do on a day-to-day basis here at Tabella.
Yeah, first of all, I can say that we are a long-term partner with the Formpipe. We have delivered output management solutions, but also document management solutions for quite some years now. And recently, we just got joined by Stefan Meyer.
Yeah, I'm actually quite new at Tabella. Been here 1 year, but have a long career in the ERP business. And by that, experienced how important operational stability are, not only for document management systems, but for the overall IT system. And my job here is to launch a bunch of new services. You may call them application management services, but I like to call them proactive services. Yes. Because the overall purpose of these services are actually to prevent incidents. Mm-hmm. So very exciting.
Yeah. And that experience you've had in ERPs across a whole different range of different...
Across a different range of ISV yes. systems. And but basically, it counts down to make sure that the operation is stable.
As everybody knows, business documents, that's the most important thing in the ERP world. Yeah. Because without the business documents, nothing really works. So the goods will not be delivered or be produced. So that's very important, not just to implement the solutions like Tabella do, but also to make sure that they actually are stable and secure.
Sure.
And especially about the security, that's an issue that recently has come into focus for us and our clients.
Well, let's pick up on that then, because ensuring business operations have security, that can be data management, with the retention of data, it can be document storage, it can also be documents and data in transit. So I think it's really important when we're talking about this to be clear in that difference between general IT security and document security. So maybe you can pick up on that and explain what you see within this area.
Yeah, first of all, let me just explain the most common word of IT security. That's about hackers, and it's about encryption, it's about ransom, and ransomware and stuff like that. These matters we will not address in
sure.
this podcast here.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we focus about is actually security when it comes to business documents.
Yeah.
And that's actually also where we can assist, where we can advise, and where we do also have some proper solutions to make sure that there will be some safe communication and safe business document exchange.
Yeah, it's important to make that clarification, isn't it, Lennart?
It is, because it's quite a big area, and I think the security area within the IT industry will become much bigger in the years to come.
Yeah, yeah, and it's we're going to come on to this about bringing the awareness to the industries, and then also the people who are senior within those companies. Yeah, and the importance of having that. Okay, so I mean, one thing that I see all the time is the number of digital communications increases. The document security will actually touch upon more and more variety of systems, okay, as the landscape becomes more complex within organizations. So when you're helping organizations look at this particular topic, you must have to look across the spread of different touch points within a technology landscape that they're working within. So how do Tabella actually then go in and help an organization assess where the document security needs to be applied?
Basically, we address these issues through a several proactive services. When it comes to documents, the number of electronic documents are actually increasing these years, and so are the interest of attacking these documents. Okay. Primarily, the major attacks we see comes when a document travels from A to B.
Yes.
So what we help customers with is to set up a more secure landscape. Help them from being attacked by intruders, because many of the electronic documents holds valuable information, mm-hmm. which is very interesting for attackers to get hand on. So that's basically where we start, and it comes down to actually the invoice, because the invoice holds
such important. And if we take that on a little bit, then I know you've already been aware of a number of different use cases. Can we actually dive into those real use cases that have occurred and investigate what we can do to proactively, as you've mentioned before, proactively stop that occurring again?
First of all, I can come with some examples from our clients.
Yes.
And then you can elaborate on that. But we have seen situations where actually the documents are being created, and then it's being transported typically through email,
yes.
Over the internet, and then into the customer's email account where it has been taken. And then they need to actually bookkeep it or put it into their system. So we have seen situations where the data were changed in the document. And also we have seen situations where the document has been hijacked and replaced on its way from A to B. Typically, it's an invoice, as Stefan just mentioned, because it's nothing else than the account number that has to be changed. Sure. And then we have quite a serious situation. Especially, we see that when the invoices are quite high in terms of numbers, then it might impact the business quite a much. If the account number is, that's one thing that we see. So in this case, from a technical point of view, actually we would like to protect the document so the receiver can see that the document has been changed. But also we would like to protect the journey from A to B.
Sure.
So and then on top of that, we would also like to protect that it's the right data that is being put in the document in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many angles into this problem here.
And that when we were talking before we started recording on the podcast, and we were talking about that particular example, and the danger is there, the awareness is there too late in the day. The invoice has already been paid to an incorrect account, and that revenue is lost. That's then gone. Yeah, and that's a massive risk for an organization.
Exactly, Ben. That what happens normally. I mean, the payment method would be net 30 days, yeah, so sure. it could last a long time before the actually fraud is being
reconciled and understood. Yeah,
you can use certificates to encrypt your files. You can do it in bulk, or you can select what kind of documents you actually want to encrypt, and you can do it with certificates, or you can do it with passwords. The security level is basically the same. The difference is that if you use passwords, you have to lift the documents all manually. Normally, you want to receive a bulk automatically in an input management system.
Sure.
Then you have to use certificates. But you can't secure your file with passwords as well. Many companies chose to send invoices through mails with PDF files attached. You can encrypt mails as well with certificates. And that's another way of securing your documents. So different ways to make this security.
And then really drilling down on how Tabella would help an organization do this, that encryption or the application of password would be at the point of generation. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be, and you can actually do it automatically.
Yeah. Okay.
We also have seen a situation where we actually can help before the documents are being created. And that is when it comes to Dynamics, we have an interface with Microsoft Dynamics, FOMPC. So we can also set up some what we called incident triggers. So if something happens in Dynamics, we can actually get somebody to be alerted about it. And that means that if somebody, an accountant, have the right to change an account number within Dynamics, even before the documents are being created, we can actually monitor it and react on it if she changes or he changes the account number.
Okay.
So there might not be a breach in terms of the document creation or transportation. It might happen even before.
Yeah, sure.
And we can actually also help with that one, detect it and monitor it and alert about it. So we can help in the whole end-to-end process, especially when it's Microsoft Dynamics. We can do that because we have some tools from Formpipe who can do that.
And I presume when you're saying we can apply that once applied within an organization, that's for all the content types that are running through that system. It's not done. It's not a manual process to apply that.
No. We set it up and then it works automatically. Actually, we have some cases in the Nordics where we have some accountants who did that by purpose.
Okay.
So even though they have all the rights for doing that, it's still not legal to do that. So we can be on top of that normal role security that normally are common in an ERP system.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing here is that sounds all well and good. How do we make that or bring that to the desk of a client? Why would they start paying attention to this matter? And that leads us on to the regulation as well. Yeah. And, and we know that recently introduced is NIS or NIS2 directive that replaced the 2016 version. And my understanding of the previous one was that it was a little bit vague and open to interpretation, so that the new one is clearer about what it's trying to encourage organizations to do, but then also the penalties associated with not following that guidance. And my understanding of NIS2 is that it's for any company within an EU member state which has over 50 employees or 10 million turnover. So I would have thought that is the majority of Tabella customers as well. So can you talk a little bit more about how you see that directive influencing the market?
Of course, it will have an influence. Actually, it's replacing an act back from 2018.
Oh, okay.
And it's more extensive, yes.
Yeah.
It's basically much more extensive. And of course, this new directive from EU will, the purpose is to have customers or companies to work more structured. And you're right, Ben, there are some very harsh sanctions. The difference between the former act and this act is that now the sanctions actually are personal. So top management and even board of directors can be personally responsible for not having treating the company's IT security on a structured basis. It only implies companies which has some kind of social impact. So it's basically in branches like energy, healthcare, transportation,
banking,
hospitality. Alone in Denmark, we expect that more than 5,000 companies will be affected about this directive. So it's just to say that directives like this is a wake-up call for companies to begin to work more structured with security, and securing their documents is just one area to
one aspect. Sure. So my take on this is that it has to be taken seriously by senior management all the way up to you've mentioned board there. And to also consider the document security element, because my understanding from what you guys have been saying is this isn't too hard to implement as long as we look at it and address it proactively.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it can have a very big business impact.
Yes.
So it's important for the business, but it's also important in terms of the EU regulations and how they will actually punish. Yeah. So the punishment is one thing, but the business impact is another thing.
Yeah.
That's why the board of directors should consider this.
Yeah, sure. I think we're all aware of people who have had something like this occur, and then it's the time lost trying to repair it, the reputational damage, never mind the financial or then the regulatory fine. So there's a number of different...
Yeah. And recently, we also had the GDPR regulations. But it's only about money.
Yes.
This is about personal injury, you can say, personal punishment from the government if you do not apply to it.
So I think a really important factor then is if we've got somebody who's senior management or a C-suite member or a board member listening to this podcast and they're aware, they acknowledge that they're applicable to this, what steps should they then take?
First of all, they should call Stephen.
Yeah, I mean, taking the actual punishment from these NIS2 Act and the damage that a breach can do for a company in terms of money, compare that to how simple it is. It's actually hard to set up these certificates or passwords on your documents. I think it's kind of a no-brainer to start in that area because the benefits will be huge compared to the penalty.
And on the second note, I can just add that all of our clients, they do have the output management tool. So it is embedded in the solution. So it is quite a small task actually to enable this kind of security. Of course, that we need some external certificates. There will be some cost related to it, but the costs are minor.
Yeah, compared to the risk.
Exactly.
So the main challenge really is making everybody aware of this, and it's coming on board now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Stephen said, it is. If you are aware, you will probably buy it as a no-brainer.
Yeah. Fantastic. And then really bringing things to a close as well. We know that the directive is already with us. And more generally within the market, do you see a general shift towards more awareness and adherence to security protocols? Are we seeing best practice being introduced from the ground up? Or are we still having to go into organizations and educate them around what they should be doing?
No. I do think that this will be taken seriously in the companies and as far as I know, and the clients I talk to, they are already beginning to work with this because it's not only a EU act or directives, it's also the security of basic values in the company. So I think companies are taking it very seriously and working structured with it. So we just get some tools to help them on the way.
Well, that's it. I mean, let's hope so. Yeah, but they need to take this serious, especially on a personal level, if they can be held accountable. Yeah. So all we can do is make them aware of how we can help them on that journey.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you, Lennart, and thank you, Stephen, for joining me today.
Thank you, Ben.
Hey, it's a really interesting subject, so hopefully the people listening to this will then act accordingly.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time. Thank you for listening to Beyond the Document, and thank you again to Stephan and Lennart for joining me on today's episode. To find out more about what Tabella are doing about building in security across your documents, then visit tabella.com. That's TABELLAE.com. I'm Ben Saxton. Catch you next time on Beyond the Document.